Story Time with Helen Adam, Baby Cool Abby. I hope you enjoy the stories. Bye.
Welcome back to our first ever reading marathon on May 27th, 2022. This is our eighth book out of we're going to try to read 10 today, which is a full season on our podcast. And today, the reason we are doing our first ever readathon is because it is a big day for us, and we have been working a lot on our podcast. We have been making tons of episodes today, and we've been in deciding where we're going to put the money, and we decided we are going to give it to a children's hospital, and we also are at the process where we're asking people for a sponsored thing to make more money to give to the children's hospital. You are not paying for it when you listen to it. Spotify is paying us when you listen to us. Anyway, let's get ready for our eighth book on the readathon. This is the final book of part two for our readathon today. Part one was a special guest reader. Part two is normal, and part three will likely be a special guest reader. A different one than part one. Well, let's get started with our final book of part two, right, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I don't see why you were trying to stop the recording if you want to start the book. Okay, anyway, let's start. Good night, construction zone. That's the book we're gonna read today. Good night, construction zone. Down in the big construction site, the tough trucks work with all their might to build a building, make a road, and get the job done load by load. The sun had set, the work is done. It's time for trucks to end the fun. So one by one, they'll go to bed to yawn and rest their sleepy heads. Then wake up to another day of rough and tough construction play. Working hard to help the team, crane truck rises one last beam. Reaching, stretching, lifting high, he swings the beam into the sky. He'll set it down right on his mark, and then off to bed. It's almost dark. He slowly folds his boom back in, and then with one last sleepy grin, he tucks himself in nice and tight, then cuddles up and says goodnight. Shh, goodnight, crane truck. Spinning, churching all day long, cement mixer sings his wild song. Now yawn, he's very wheezy and so dizzy from the fun that keeps him busy. One last spin, he pours a load, and he's ready to leave the road. He takes a bath, gets so shiny bright, pulls up his crate and turns out the light. He cuts his engine and slows his drum and dreams his sweet dreams of really fun. Shh, good night, cement mixer, good night. Dump truck loves to work irk and haul. He carries loads both big and small. He moves the dirt from place to place, then dumps it with a happy face. One final load spills on the heap. Now dump truck ucks tired and wants to sleep. He lowers in his bed, locks his gate, rests his wheels. It's getting late. He dims the lights, then shuts the doors. Airs and soon his engines and slows to snores. Shh! Good night, jump truck. Good night. Hey, pipe down! Pushing his mighty blade, bulldozer works with a smooth grade. He clears the way to level ground and fills the air with thunderous sound. Roar! No one's as tough and as strong as he, but now he's as sleepy as can be. He curls into his soft dirt bed and dreams of busy days ahead. Shh, good night, bulldozer, good night. A few more holes to dig, and soon he'll roll to bed beneath the moon. Who's he? Adam, who is he? I don't know yet. Oh, I forgot. He curls up upon his bumpy track, pulls out his broom, and stretches his back. He sets up his scoop on the ground and snuggles up without a sound. Shh, good night. Extender, good night. Oh, I guess it's an extender. These big trucks, so tough and loud. They work so hard, so rough and proud. Tomorrow is another day, another chance to work and play. Turn off your engine and stop your trucks. Relax your wheels, your steps and backs. No more huffing and puffing, team. It's time to rest your heads and dream. Construction site all tucked in tight. The day is done. Turn off the light. Great work today. Now, shh. Good night. The end. That was a good story, right, Adam?
Yeah.
What do you think the lesson in that story was? The moral of the story. What do you think it was?
Sleeping?
No, I think the moral of the story was after you work really hard, it's good to get rest. You can't just be like, oh, I'll go to sleep soon, Ma. I think the moral of the story was to go to bed when you're tired, and that's, yeah. Do you think that's the moral of the story, Adam?
No.
Why not?
I think going to bed.
Going to bed? Going to bed is kind of what I said. But okay, thanks for listening to this, and thanks for raising money just by listening to this for the Children's Hospital and Spotify. When you listen to this, will pay us so we can donate more money.
Time with Owen and Adam and baby girl Abby. Bye.